Okay, so yesterday was Daf Lamed, and we got into many of the discussions about snakes and the poison that the snakes put into liquids, water and wine, that is. That if there's water and wine outside that's uncovered, water and wine that's uncovered, so a snake may have gotten in. And therefore, it's a problem.
This snake, are they referring to politically right Arabs and Romans?
So this literal, like, the simple explanation of the Gemara means no, that it's referring to real snakes.
I mean, they had them, you know,
they lived among the snakes.
In the bottles, or they have them in a big
barrels. Barrels.
So how could the snake get in there?
Slithered up. It climbed
up there.
I think
this is what they're referring to. That could be.
But the simple meaning, simple meaning is referring literally to snakes. So we are here on the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis at the Amar Mar. Right. So Amar Mar, we learned before, you can't give from uncovered water to your own animal or to your friend's animal. Well, Tanya, but didn't we learn in a brisa of a mashke hulu behemas atzmo? You can give it to your own animal. That's your own choice. So Gemara says, oh, that's referring to kitanya hilis chunra. That's referring to if you happen to own a cat and you are giving the water that might have snake poison in it to the cat to eat. Because cats, they can do okay with the snakes. So Gemara says, if that's the case, that cats do okay with the snakes, so then give it also to your friend's cat, because he's going to do okay with the snake. Your friend, his cat might get weaker. It's like, if your friend's cat's going to get weaker, your own cat will also get weaker. But your cat will recover eventually. So your friend will also recover his cat will also recover if you have a little poison in the water given to him. So what's the big deal? The answer is no. Zimnin the boy lizvuna, because maybe your friend wants to sell it, punked at the minute after you fed it this water that had the poison in it. Now he's not going to be able to sell it because it's going to be a weakened cat. So that's why you can't give him any water to drink that was uncovered, because maybe there's poison in it. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Yehuda Misera. So now going back to the issues of wine and Yayin Nesach, non-Jews. So Rav Asi said, Nim Rav Yochanan, Nim Rav Yehuda Misera, Shlosha Yenos Hain. There are three types of prohibition, and three different types of wine. There's Yayin Nesach. There's wine that we know the non-Jew used as part of his service. So that's Aser Bana. That you can't get any benefit from that wine, as we learned. What's offered the liquids that are offered are like the animals that are offered, and the animals that are offered are like dead bodies, and you can't get benefit from dead bodies. You can't get any benefit from takrovas avodah zarah, an offering of idolatry. Not only that, umetame tuma chamura. It's very strict. It's considered like a dead body itself. So it creates a severe impurity. Bekezias, that just an olive worth of it is like already an olive worth of a dead body. Then you have what our Mishnah began, now starting today's daf, stam yena, wine of non-Jews. We don't know what they did with it. It's their wine, though. They pressed the grapes, they made the wine. We don't know. Did they offer some to an idol? Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. So it's a suffix, but the rabbis created a prohibition. And they said, Aser bana, treat it as if it was offered to the non-Jew. You can't get any benefit from it. But the impurity is not that it's literally a dead body. Umetame tumas mashkin. So it is impure to the extent that it will make impure foods and liquids. Like any impure liquids, let's say you had which is a revius. So if it's a revius of a log, then we assume that's already a revius of the log. If it's that much of this wine, that's already tame. That could make other foods tame. Not just a kazayas, like Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach is just a kazayas. Tam Yenam, it's a revias. Now, Hamafkid Yeno Eitzel Oved Kochavin. The third type of wine is if it's Jewish wine. But the Jew gave the wine to the non-Jew to watch. So now, maybe he touched it. So at that point, when you get it back from him, Aser Bishtia, you're not allowed to drink it. Umutar Bahana, but you are allowed to get benefit from it.
Which means to sell it, I guess.
Yeah, sell it, give it to your animals.
But you can't sell it to a Jew.
Correct, for sure. Or, I mean, you could sell it to him if he's not going to drink from it. He's just going to sell it to others. Oh, so we're going to see with the seals.
And is Mevusha the same thing, Rabbi?
No, Mevusha is not the same thing. Mevusha would be okay.
Would be okay.
Yeah. Right. Now, this law that if you deposit the wine with him, you can't drink it, but you're allowed to get benefit. What's not? But we learned in a Mishnah, if you put your wheat with a guy to watch, we assume that the non-Jew exchanged your fruit for his fruit. If it's the Shemitah year, you have to assume that now the fruit that you're getting back is Shemitah fruit. Or if it's, that there's Meiser obligations, you assume that the fruit you're getting back, Meiser has not been taken from it. That it's Tevel. Because we assume that the non-Jew is going to exchange whatever fruit he has to watch from you with his own fruit. So if that's true about fruit, that should also be true about wine as well. So the Gemara answers, Kigon sheyichad lo keren zavis. When is it that if you give him wine, you can't drink the wine anymore, but it's not assumed to be his wine anymore? Because if it's his wine, it's already prohibited to get benefit from it. You gave him the wine, and he gave to you a particular corner, and he locked it in that corner, and he gave you the key. So since he gave you a corner, and he gave you the key, so you know he didn't get in there to exchange the wine. So one second, if he didn't get in there to exchange the wine, and he couldn't even get in there because he put it in a corner, and he locked it and gave you the key, so then you should be able to drink this wine. We know that there was a story where Rabbi Yochanan came to Parvad. Parvad was the town of Bar Kappara. Amar, and he said, Klum Yesh, Mishnas Bar Kappara. Is there anybody here who can teach me some lesson from Bar Kappara? Tanalei Reb Tanchum de Min Parvad. So Reb Tanchum from Parvad taught him, Hamafkid Yeno Eitzel Obed Kochav Mutar Bishtia. If you put your wine as a deposit with a non-Jew, then you can drink it. Kari aleis, Rabbi Yochanan said about him, this pasuk, makom sheipol ha'eitz sham yehu, where the tree fell, there it'll be. In other words, even though the Talmud Chacham Bar Kappara died, he's still there. Rabbi says, sham yehu, you think he's there? Salka daitach, he's not there, he had passed away. Elo sham yehu peirosav, there his fruit are. In other words, his students are continuing. Okay, so the bottom line is, you can ask members of a city, and they'll tell you what's going on, or what the halachos would be. What you see, though, is that Bar Kappara says that wine that's being watched by the non-Jew, if the non-Jew can't get to it, is fully permitted. You can even drink it. Right? That's what he said. Amafkir yeno eitzel ovet kochava mutar bishtia. You're allowed to drink it. So how could you say that the third type of wine is wine that you deposit with the non-Jew? That's wine that you can't drink. We see you are allowed to drink it. That's what Bar Kappara said. You are allowed to drink it. So Amar Reb Zera answered, Lo kasha, there's no contradiction. Really, it's a machlokas of the Tanayim. Ha Reb Elezer, one is Reb Elezer. And Ha Rabbanan, one is the Rabbanan. The Tanayim did a braisa. Echad alokeach v'echad asocher bayis. Whether a person buys or he rents a room or a house in the courtyard of the non-Jew, umiluhu yayin, he filled this house with wine barrels, umafteach, and he has the key of the house and he locked it. Oh, chosam, or there is a particular seal and he's the one who has that seal, biyad yisrael, in the hand of a Jew. So in these cases, Rabbi Elazar matir. Rabbi Elazar says you could even drink the wine. The chacham say osrin. You're not allowed to do it. In other words, lachatkila you can't do it. It's the non-Jew's too close. He has too much access. And if you do it, you can't drink the wine. So that's this argument. The two versions of Rabbi Yochanan. One was just saying that. Rabbi Lezer's view, one was saying the Chacham's view.
Rabbi, why don't we have the same rules, let's say, if you have it for wine, for fruits, or for bread, or from anything that we get from the Goy, why they don't have the same restrictions on them?
Well, we clearly do, right? We said that if you gave them fruit during Shemitah, you have to assume that they took away your fruit and
Shemitah,
put in their fruit.
That's Shemitah, regular time.
Regular time, things are kosher. What's, you know, if you go to the grocery store, what can be wrong?
So why can't we have the same? So there's so much restriction on the wine.
Well, because wine, as we're going to see, wine, besides the fact that there's worshipping idols with the wine, and even today, someone was telling me yesterday at YU, he said, you know, in the churches, they still have wine. Not the Muslims, but the churches, like the Catholics, they have sacramental wine. Yeah, it's a big deal. It's part of their service. But besides the issue of Avodah Zarah, there is also an issue of intermarriage. And there are certain things that make people closer to each other. So drinking wine together, you know, creates a bond. So that's an issue. Amar Rav Chiya bar Breid, Rav Chiya bar Nachmeni. Rav Chiya, the son of Rav Chiya bar Nachmeni. Amar Rav Chizda mar Rav. Taught in the name of Rav Chizda, the name of Rav. Amri lo others say, Amar Rav Chizda mar Ziri. Rav Chizda, the son of the name of Ziri. Amri lo others say, Amar Rav Chizda mar Li Abba bar Chama. Others say, Rav Chizda, the son of the name of Abba bar Chama. Ach, Yamar Ziri, this is what Ziri said. Halacha Kribbelezer. Halacha is like Kribbelezer, that if a person has given his wine to a non-Jew to watch, but he's the one who has the key. He's the one who has the seal. Not only is it not Yayin Nesach, but you're even allowed to drink it. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, Hakol Mishtamer B'chosam Echad. Most things, when you have a single seal, that's already enough for you to be confident that the non-Jew didn't get in and exchange it.
Even if there's no key. Is that what you
have? Yeah, we said a seal was also enough, Rabbi Elazar said. Remember, Rabbi Elazar said, O chosam biyad Yisrael, or a seal in the hands of Yisrael. So I'm Rabbi Elazar says, Hakol, all these things, mishtamer b'chosam echad, they can be protected, or they are protected with a single seal. But why not? One seal is not enough. You need to have two seals. Rabbi Yochanan said, even wine is protected with a single seal. Says the Gemara of Elopling, it's not an argument. Rabbi Elazar is the one who would say, all you need is a single seal. Rabbi Lazar, who said you needed two seals, that's the Rabbanan. Because Amri, another version of this, Amri Rabbi Elazar says, "I call mishtamer b'chosam b'solchosam." Everything is fine in the hands of the non-Jew if there's a seal within a seal. Chutz min ayayin, except for wine, she'ein mishtamer b'chosam b'solchosam. A seal within a seal is also not good enough. You actually need a Jew to be watching it. And Rabbi Yochanan said, "Afilu yayin mishtamer b'chosam b'solchosam." Even wine, it's okay with a seal within a seal. According to this, Tarvayu Krabbanan, they're both like the Rabbanan that a single seal is not enough. But Mar Savar, one holds, Ki Pligi Rabbanan, Lidi Rabbeleza, B'chosam Echad, B'chosam B'sochosam, Choshari. One says, when is there an argument when it's only a single seal? But if it's two seals, then even the Rabbanan say it's okay. Mar Savar, and the other ones of the opinion, Afilu Chosam B'sochosam Asu, the Rabbanan prohibit even a seal within a seal. The only thing that would be okay would be a Jew watching it. What would be an example of a seal within a seal? Amar Rava said like this. You have a barrel. Agana de puma de chavisa. He puts a basin on top of the barrel so that the basin is covering the, going down all the way to the walls of the barrel. And then besides that, shrika, he put mud around it, so he attached this basin to the barrel. And then v'chasima, then he put on top of that a second layer of mud, you know, a seal. So avichosam is sochosam. So that is a seal atop of another seal. So you have the mud, plus you have the basin. V'lo, and if you didn't attach the basin to the barrel, lo, that's not a seal on top of a seal. Another way you can have a seal on top of a seal, dikula. If you take a wicker basket and turn it over the barrel, and you put mud to attach them, umihadik, and the and you've squeezed it in there, so it's hard to get it out. Habichosam is so chosam. So that again is the squeezing in the wicker basket, plus the fact that there is a wicker basket, that's already considered two steels. Lo mahadik, and if it wasn't squeezed in tightly, and it's not hard to take off this cover, lo habichosam is so chosam. That's not a cover on top of a cover.
But Rabbi, that, you know, I mean, the goy, they couldn't do the same thing, you know, I mean, tear up
But maybe yeah, they could, but we don't assume that they're going to go through such a hassle. They're lazy also. Take their own wine.
You know, like the Chinese, they're the best copiers. They could do it at home. Okay.
And a third way to have a seal within a seal note, if you have a flask of leather filled with wine, where the cover is tied, bidiskaya, in a bag of a big leather bag, and you tie the leather bag too. So, chasimas piv, lemata, if the sealed mouth of the flask is on the bottom of this big bag, and the bottom of the flask is already at the top of the big bag, so it's going to be a real hassle to try to get to the wine. You'd have to undo the knot on top of the bag, and you'd have to take out the flask, and you'd have to undo the knot on top of the flask. Then you'd have to put it all back. So it's a big hassle. Avichosam besochosam, that's a seal within a seal, and that would also be permitted. Piv lamala, but if the top of the flask is facing up, lo havichosam besochosam, that's not a seal within a seal. V'chikayif pumei legav, and when you, another way, would be if after you tied the top of the flask, you turned the mouth to the inside, v'tzayir v'chasim, and again you tied it, havichos, and sealed it, havichasim v'sochosam, that would again be a seal, even within a seal. So if you tie it, plus you take that amount that you tied, you tuck it in, and again you tie it and seal it. So that's a seal within a seal. Double wrapped, exactly. Double wrapped. Tanir Abanan. Okay, going back to the issues of uncovered liquids. We learned in a brisa, Barishon Yom, usually they used to say, Yayin Shel Ein Kushi, the wine of Ein Kushi, which is a place of Samaritans, Aser, is prohibited, Mipnei Bira Sirika, but a town from Bira Sirika, which was Romans, the Shel Barkata, and so the reason why it was prohibited was because of the Roman town nearby. The Shel Barkata and the wine of a city, Barkata, also Samaritans, is also awesome, Kfar Parshai, because of the village of the Romans, Kfar Parshai. The Shel Zagdur and of Zagdur is prohibited, Kfar Shalim, because of Kfar Shalim. All of these places have Romans, and since they have Romans, we assume that the Samaritans have wine from the Romans. Wine from the Romans, as we've learned, is a problem. Chazulomer, but then they said, Chavios psuchos asuros, the open barrels are problematic. Stumos, the sealed ones are mutaros, are permitted. So the Gemara explains, Meikara, before they prohibited, my savor, lvasof, my savor. Initially they prohibited the closed barrels. I'm sorry, initially they permitted the closed barrels. And initially, the closed barrels were not allowed, and then they said they were allowed. So what changed? So Gemara said, look, as Meikara Savar, initially they thought, Ein Kuti Makbid Al Magov and Kochavim, Loshna Psuchos, Loshna Stumos. These towns of the Samaritans near the non-Jews, they have lots of interactions with the non-Jews, and even if they have a closed barrel, they probably would allow the non-Jew to open it and to touch the wine and then to close it. So it's all prohibited. But then they realized, Kilo Kapit Apsuchos. When can we say that the Samaritans are allowing the non-Jews to touch the wine? on open barrels, but astumos mikvot kapit, but on the closed barrels, they're not going to let the non-Jews to touch the wine because they want to sell it to Jews. The Gemara says, astumos mitaros are closed barrels permitted. Or many, but I'll challenge you. We learned, hashaleach havishal yayin v'yad kuti. If a person gives a barrel of wine to the Samaritan to bring it to a Jew, or Vishel Tzir, or if he's sending fish brine in the hands of the Samaritan, or Vishel Murius, or he's selling fish oil, fish fat that was melted down, which they would mix in wine, Biyad Ovid Kochavim in the hands of a non-Jew, Imakir Chosam of a Situmo, if the Jew sees that the seal and the stamp is still the way it was when he sent it, so then you can assume that it stayed closed the whole time, and mutter, you're allowed to consume it. Vim lav, but if not, asr, you're not allowed to, because tzir, we're worried maybe he replaced your tzir, your fish brine, with his fish brine. Murias, we're worried maybe he took some of it and he put in some of his own wine. And the Brisa says, so when are you allowed to eat these things? Is when you still see the seal and the stamp and the cover. So you see that even a regular, but you see if you don't recognize the seal and stamp, even though it's still covered, it wouldn't be kosher anymore. So Amar Rebzer is a low kash, it's not a contradiction. Khan, the Brisa that said that when they're closed barrels, you can buy them from the Kutim, that was Ba'ir, that's in a city. So in a city, the Kuti sees that there are lots of people around. He's not going to let a non-Jew touch his barrel because a Jew's going to see it and the Jew's going to ruin his business. He's going to tell the other Jews not to buy from him. Kind of when the Brisa says that he might touch the closed barrels too, that's Baderech, that's when he's on the road. So when he's on the road, he might touch the closed barrels too, so then it's not enough to have a closed barrel to buy from him. It has to be a closed barrel with a seal, and you still recognize the seal. Maskefle, Rabbi Yirmiyah challenged this. Midi hanach di'ir lo baderech asu. I don't understand. The barrels of the Kutim in the city, didn't they get them through a road? So if they got them through the road, we should be worried that in the road, the non-Jew touched it. So Ella, Rabbi Yirmiyah said like this. Bein agitos. We're talking about in the wine presses themselves. So in the wine presses themselves, that's when we said that if it's a closed wine barrel, you're not worried that the kuti let the non-Jew touch it. Because kevin the kuli alma afchi, since everyone is traveling then and in and out of the wine presses, mirtas, the kuti, the Samaritan's afraid to let a non-Jew touch it. Amar, because he says, Hashti Chazali, now, if there are all these people walking around, if they're going to see that I'm allowing non-Jews to touch the wine, umafsaduli, that's going to ruin my reputation, I'm not going to be able to sell anymore. But when it's not the season of all the people traveling and being around the wine presses, so that's when we had the second brisa, that we are worried that the kuti is going to allow the non-Jew to touch the barrel. So if you want to send your barrel in the hands of a kuti, it has to be sealed with a special stamp, and you have to recognize it on the other side of where he brought it to in order to be able to use it.
They really didn't trust the kutis.
No, they didn't trust the kutis, they didn't trust the non-Jews. Itmar, we learned. Mipnei ma'asru sheikha shalovit kochavim. Why did they prohibit the beer of non-Jews? They don't use the beer to pour it in front of their idol. So the Gemara says, Rami bar Chama Rav Yitzchak, Mishum chasnos, we're worried of intermarriage. We're worried that if a Jew is going to drink beer with his college girlfriend, so then they might eventually have intermarriage. So that's why no beer of the non-Jews. Rav Nachman, Mishum giloy, it's because they are not careful to keep their beer containers covered. And we're worried maybe a snake went in to drink from it and left his poison there. So Gemara says, Agilu demai. Now what type of situation of beer are we worried about it being uncovered? If we're worried that the beer in the barrel where it was made, was left uncovered. Ananami maglinan. We also leave that beer uncovered. El de chavisa, we're talking about once it was already made and they already drained all the sediments and they put it into its barrel. So there also, ananami maglinan. We also leave that uncovered. As we said before, that the only liquids that the snakes like are wine and water.
That doesn't like water, I thought we learned.
Doesn't like diluted wine. But plain water it likes, and it likes wine. So beer, though, it doesn't like. So lo tzricha, we're talking about in a place, dematz lumaya, a place where the water that ended up in the beer was first left out. The water that's left out, that's the problem where the snake's going to go for it. So Gemara says, Elameat, if that's the case, that we can't have the beer because the water in the beer was left uncovered. Yashan Tishtari. If you have old beer, it should be okay. So I'm a Rebbe because Rebbe said, Yashan Mutter, a very old material. A liquid that's clearly become old, let's say wine that was left open, now it's aged, that's permitted, because if there would be poison in this wine, the poison wouldn't have allowed the wine to get old. So the same thing should be with the beer. Now, hichmitz, let's say, You have wine that you've just pressed in the wine press, and it's beginning to ferment. That's also mutter. So that's also permitted. If it was left uncovered right when it came out of the wine press, and now it's beginning to ferment, it's permitted. Because if there'd be poison, it wouldn't be able to be fermenting. So the Gemara says, even with old beer, even though there may not be the snake poison in it, if we would allow you to have old beer, you might have new beer, and the new beer might have water that was left out, and that water might have snake poison in it. Rav Papa, mafakin lu la'abava. Rav Papa, they used to, la'abava de chanusa. Rav Papa, they used to bring him out the beer from the store of the non-Jew to the step. And there, Vishasi, there he would drink it. He wouldn't drink it inside the store. Rav Achai wouldn't even drink it on the step of the store. Mai Sule, they would bring him beer lebeise to his home, Vishasi, and he would drink it there. The Tarvai and both of them felt that the issues were Mishum Chasnos, that you can't drink their beer because it's going to make you too close to them. So once it's clear that you're not drinking in their store or you're only going to drink it in your house, then already it's not going to create the closeness, and then you're allowed to drink. Rav Achai avid harchaka yeserta, and Rav Achai made a great distancing to ensure that it doesn't create closeness with them. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna iklo l'margvan. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna came to this place Margvan. It was a place where the Jews were not careful to not drink the wine of the non-Jews. Aisulei chama, they brought him wine, below ishti, he wouldn't drink it. Isolei shichol, they brought him beer, v'lo ishti, he wouldn't drink it. Mishmo chamra, I understand he wouldn't drink the wine, mishum shimtza, because he's worried that maybe they poured some of it to the idols. Shichol mishumai, what's he worried about the beer for? And so the Gemara, mishum shimtza, the shimtza. He's worried that maybe the beer is going to lead to the wine, and the wine already has this problem. Amar Rav said, Ashichra d'arma, the beer of a non-Jew, shari, it is allowed. That's Rav's view. B'chia bri, b'chia my son, lo nishtimineh, he shouldn't drink from it. So Gemara says, one second, manavshach, he shari, if it's allowed, l'kuli alma shari, everybody should be able to drink from it. He asir, if it's not allowed, l'kuli alma asir, it's not allowed to everyone, not just to chia. Ela Rav sava, Rav felt, mishum giluya, the issue is that there might be things uncovered here in the beer, and there might be snake poison. So now he argues like this. When you make beer, you make it with hops. So the hops that are in the beer, that takes away the virulence of the poison. So it can't harm a healthy person. Udalaki, but a person who already was sick, Malki Leitfei, it will harm him. So Chia Bri, Chia my son, however lucky, he's a sickly person. Lo Nishtimine, he can't drink from the beer. But other people, they would be allowed to drink from the beer. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Kala Shratzim Yeshlen Eres, all the different creepy crawlers have a poison. Shal Nachash Memis, the poison of the snake kills. Shal Shratzim, but of other creepy crawlers, Eino Memis, it doesn't kill. Amar Shmuel, Achia Barav, Shmuel said to Achia Barav, Bar Iria, a person who's a student of Torah, Tav Emelach Mil Samalya Sadav Amar Rabavuch. Amar Rav Avuch, let me tell you what a great thing that your father Rav used to say. Okay, Amar Avuch, this is what your father used to say. Armai Zavkanoi, the non-Jews, the reason why they're bloated, Avushasi Giluya Velo Mesu, because they drink uncovered liquids. They don't die. I did the Achlish Katzmur Masim, because they eat all these creepy crawlers, Chavil Gufai, which heat up their bodies, and that is the antidote to the poison of the snakes.